getting into Jesus Nunes, which I believe I'm pronouncing his name right, as it says J-A-S-I-E-L. I'm pretty sure it's not J-C-L. I'm pretty sure she's Jesus. But with that being said, this is my first time ever covering this artist, if you couldn't tell. And there's a specific reason why we're getting into Nunes. Well, hold up, pause.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
But as far as getting into Nunes, at the end of the day, if you're not aware of this musician, just know. Now, when it comes to him being from Mexico, making Mexicana music, specifically corridos tumbados, he was known for his YouTube covers. He started writing for Peso Pluma. And one of the consistent trends I've been seeing in the music industry is that if you write music and if you have a phenomenal pen, then you could make it in the music industry, because you would be very perplexed and surprised to see how many great musicians don't know how to formulate and write a full track. I mean, they talk about Beyonce. Oh, let me chill. So anyways, Jesus Nunes is back again with his track Formula One being the 39th most played track in the world, right? And as far as that particular track, just know it's released June 26th under Double P Records. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Peso Pluma has done it again. Because when it comes to Double P,
you guys,
and the ultimate way that he just cultivates artists under this label and blows them up to mainstream status. Well, not mainstream yet, but as far as being successful in the 1%, let's just say having the 39th most played track as far as Formula One in Mexico is a huge accomplishment. And with Peso Pluma ultimately headlining this particular artist to put out this track on such a grandiose stage, and him ultimately delivering, as if you don't know, the music video is also set in Paris, showcasing a cinematic but also the theme of the track, because the cover art is a blurry picture of the Eiffel Tower. And I'm not even just trying to be funny as far as blurry. It's like I think that's intentional. So the main thing I want you to know when it comes from this is that not only was TikTok helping the authentic engagement of this track, but also Nunes showed up to Fashion Week in Paris. If you didn't know, there was a huge deal as far as Fashion Week in Paris. I don't know if anybody was eating off the plate of any of the create. Oh no, letting the creator eat off the plate while they hold it on some Kanye type beat.
You guys.
But at the end of the day, you know, Fashion Week, I look at Fashion Week and I just find it very interesting how one of the most objective metrics as far as fashion is just like supremely changes the morale of people to do certain things. And that's how I'm gonna lay it out, because I can't be too straightforward, or else, you know what I mean, some people may get upset.
You guys.
But at the end of the day, Jesus Nunes was at Paris Fashion Week and ultimately capitalized off of that opportunity by putting out Formula One that seemingly is working specifically in Mexico. Now, as far as the overall charts, he hasn't crossed over just yet, but culturally and stylistically is having great reception from the public as far as what he's putting out. Because if you look at his overall discography, you come to realize that Jesus Nunes has been doing this for quite some time. Like I said, as far as him writing for certain artists, safe to say that if you write, at some point you may be able to just lay some verses down because of you being around such great people in the music industry, that they will let you know if what you're saying is garbage or if it's actually kind of fire. So Jesus Nunes started 2019, fast forward to 2025, and now he just had his first hit, which should show you the consistency and ultimately believing in your craft will end up working out in the long run. A lot of people try to put out their craft and instantly want gratification. It doesn't happen like that. So if people come to your music 3 years later and they say, oh, this is hot, they go to your page and you ain't posted in 3 years, guess what? You just lost out on a huge opportunity because you wasn't consistent. So with that being said, I really like this track. I listen to it usually when I get into tracks I don't understand. The main thing for me is the the structure of the track, and then sonically, is it pleasing to me? So the structure of the track is something I pay attention to, and then sonically is another factor. Because if I don't understand the lyrics, then guess what? Those are the only things I could really judge as far as personally compared to other music and other genres. So at the end of the day, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about JCL Nunez being under Double P Records for one, but also having a hit track Formula One in Mexico?
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.